Hello and welcome to the Dynasty Drunks Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Daryl White and Jeremy Vest. Got something to say? Then crack open a cold one and leave us a message on the 24/7 Drunk Dial voicemail line at 702-530-5564. Enjoy the show and remember, friends don't let friends trade drunk.
All right. Hello, everybody. Just me this week. Just a real quick episode just to, you know, kind of keep things rolling. Plus, we do have a voicemail this week. It's part of one of the, I guess, league punishment, I guess, for being a last place loser for the week. So I wanted to get that in. Nice little quick six pack. Jeremy is out, but I will hit at that here in a minute with our take a shot. But yeah, we're going to talk about week two worry. You know, we said no overreactions or anything like that, but here we are, right? We're going into week two, week one, some, you know, teams, and players kind of, might have put us into a state of, crisis here, but, you know, we'll continue to monitor these things and obviously not, freak out too much. Not drinking today, kind of just getting ready for the game. The Packers, this is an early Sunday recording for everybody, so just coming out a little early, a little before the games, and then, you know, I got a long road to the Packer game tonight, so I got to pace myself, so, and I got to work tomorrow, so, anyways, but, yeah, so this week's take a shot, though, it's going to be player rebounds. We kind of saw this on Thursday night with Mike Williams. You know, week one, there wasn't maybe a lot of production. Players, especially with Mike Williams, maybe getting a little worrisome about that. But he rebounded really nicely with Allen out. So yeah, just player rebounds. So just, you know, don't overreact. Like we said, wait 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, right? Especially 4 weeks. By week four, if you're 0-4, you know, you probably have a bad team. I wouldn't be so worried by like week three, if you're 0-3 or 1-2, like maybe be a little like start seeing what you can do. Yeah, you gotta think, yeah, the season's 18 weeks long. It sounds like you have a lot of time. But in reality, with fantasy playoffs, you really only have like about 16 weeks. So by week four, you're a quarter away through your season. So, yeah, just kind of think about that, but also, you know, remember, like, we're still a little early. We still don't know who's actually good and who's not good as far as just NFL teams wise. So, all right. And then, yeah, so player rebounds and then a bonus. I'm recording on the 18th, but Jeremy had his birthday on the 17th, so that's why he is out. Went on a pretty nice, sounds like whiskey, wine, you know, tasting tour, concerts, all this stuff. So that's why he's not with us today. But if you see him on Sleeper, on Twitter at Bulletproof Vest, you know, reach out to him, tell him happy birthday or something. So a little bonus to take a shot. So, just for him, but, no worries. All right. You know, as like I kind of hinted at, we have a voicemail for a punishment here. So
listener tweets and drunk dials.
Hey, drunks, this is Haydini. I'm going to be calling your show a lot this season, apparently. I paid $75 for a guest spot, I guess. But I guess I'm supposed to call and tell you why I lost. I lost because, one, Billy's a cuck. Two, Elijah Mitchell's my only running back. And three, I drafted terribly in him and rebuilt. So, yeah. I'll see you next week, boys.
Yeah, I, you know, I, when I first saw this, I thought it was, just maybe a week one overreaction, right? And then I actually went and looked at his team and I'm pretty sure he's going to be on here a lot. So we, you know, maybe he can get a week or two reprieve, you know, somebody's on a bad buy or something, but, it is not looking good, for you, my man, not being here every week. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of like, it's a nice little punishment ish for one of our leagues. Not really. I don't know if it's really a punishment, but you know, it's a forceful, drunk dial. So, you know, just, it's more for us than anything, but we appreciate it for sure. So, Just remember, you can always get these in 702-530-5564. We definitely appreciate it. I mean, if this is one of the things that, you know, that we can get rolling as you maybe tell your friends or just have questions, I think we'd be interested to do live call-ins, you know, and answer questions and, you know, kind of something like that. It's something we've talked about, but just need that, you know, next level of engagement, you know, and I mean, we enjoy this, so we just want to, you know, talk these things through with other people and get different opinions, because, I mean, me and Jeremy usually are kind of on the same page on a lot of stuff, so it's always good to get some different takes, so.
Dynasty Six Pack.
Yeah, like I said, I'm probably going to do this in probably 10 minutes, so this might be the fastest we ever do, so. Yeah, just a little six pack here. And this is week two worry, right? So these are the kind of items I was just thinking, like, as we move forward from week one, you know, what are we going to be worried about? So first item really here, is kind of plays into my shirt. So this is the Justin Herbert, shirt. I am not a Chargers fan, but I am a Justin Herbert fan. And I love this shirt. So, yeah, Justin Herbert here, is an absolute G. Like, yeah, they didn't win that game on Thursday, but that drive, that last drive after like basically not being able to like move, you know, I think it ended up being his, he broke his cartilage. I don't know how you break cartilage, but either way, in his ribs. So, that's the worry factor here. It's kind of like, you know, he, on that last drive, he went to run and he only needed, it was a third and one. He needed the yard, and there was probably a 5-6 yard difference between him and the next closest defender. He probably could have got out of bounds, but he was hurting so bad, he couldn't even get that 1 yard and just like barely chucked it into the ground. He looked hurt. And then like the very next play, fourth and one, a bomb down to Carter, like just absolute dime, beautiful, down to Carter, down, you know, within the five or something like that. And then a nice touchdown pass there to Josh Palmer. So I was sweating bullets because I, especially where I had Allen and a lot of other leagues where I had like a questionable-ish, you know, maybe a flex person, I threw in Carter and Palmer. I mean, I'm big on Palmer, so it's nice he got that that touchdown there, especially late, showed some trust there. But yeah, that saved a lot of fantasy days with that bomb and that touchdown. So it was getting pretty sweaty, but yeah, the worry here is what's this injury going to look like? How's he going to be? The good thing is he has this longer time to recover between now and the next game. But I'm pretty sure, I felt like even that game, you saw players kind of not targeting that area, but definitely wrapping up in that area, cause he was taking hits. So you're probably going to see that chest protector or the rib protector going forward. And then potentially, yeah, maybe teams trying to get at that area a little bit, you know, try and weak him up. And how that affects him over the season, it's going to worry me just a little bit. What's more worrying is the line. I don't know. They looked like the better team. And then just KC just was like really getting after him. They couldn't seem to get anything going. And a lot of that looked to be offensive line play to me. So I still think they're one of the best teams in the league. This might change some things going forward with Herbert tipping on his injury. All right, number two here in the six pack. Jeremy did called out Lamb as a bust this year. You know, he had 2 catches on 11 targets week one. So that is not great. You know, and we kind of talked about this too. Like, we saw Justin Jefferson go off. And I kind of talked about that when I thought Jefferson would be the reception yards leader, just because I thought he has what it takes. And I didn't think Lamb was really that special, you know, when you think about him versus Jefferson coming out of the same class. So I'm getting a little worried, just in general. I haven't really seen it from him in 2 years and now starting this year. So, yeah, 2 catches, 11 targets. Dak is probably going to be about 6 weeks. I know Jerry Jones is saying what he's saying. I don't know. We'll leave it at that. But I think it's going to be probably more like 5 or 6. For whatever reason, I feel like he'll come back against the Packers. I think it's going to be rough for Lamb until Dak gets back. And I'm not even sold that it will even be you know, good for him once Dak is back. It almost feels like maybe he does need like an Amari Cooper or something else there. And to distract from, I'm not sure he can be like a solid number one by himself. Obviously looking for some people to step up elsewhere. But yeah, I'm a little worried here. All right. Another item here, number three, Najee Harris. 23 yards. The receiving TD saved his day, last week. There's a potential for some really bad weeks here, going up some tough defenses. And, you know, that Steelers offense doesn't look great. I've wanted George Pickens to be the rookie of the year. After seeing Drake London, which we'll kind of get into in a minute, but I don't know if that's still possible, and Pickens didn't really show up here. And I just think it's that offense, it's anemic. And I think we're going to see Kenny Pickett way sooner than maybe we think, maybe halfway through the season. I don't know when their bye is, but I'm a little worried about Najee Harris, the line, and just the offense in general. So, and now you add in the foot injury, and maybe this is one of these things just kind of lingers over the season. Got a little level of worry here going forward. All right. And then I wonder if that's like a buy low situation, right? So I think at some point he's got Tampa, who's never gonna like more than like 80 yards to a running back in like 2 years or something. Like, I think if he gets to this stretch of like really bad matchups and just poor production, if maybe it's a buy low, like, I think he's going to be fine in the future, but like, it'll be really, really worrisome as an owner going over the next couple weeks. So maybe a potential buy low coming up here. About 4 weeks, I think, is when the schedule gets a little lighter for the Steelers and Najee. So, all right. Little worry here. Basically this, the change in the offense here, Devonta Smith, 4 targets, no receptions, put me up a big fat zero in some of my lineups. I had an idea that AJ Brown would have an impact here, but I didn't think it would be like no receptions, 4 targets impact. So I'm a little worried here, just because it really does seem like everything is going to go through AJ Brown until Brown gets probably hurt. He's done that, you know, year to year, missed some games here and there. I'm a little worried about Smith. I know, you know, we kind of talked when we did the profiles on him that, you know, we definitely had Chase number one, but we were like, oh man, Smith's right up there with him. And, you know, so far that gap looks to be a lot larger than we maybe thought. So, and bringing in AJ Brown just seems to almost have like maybe hurt his, you know, number one potential, kind of like how Chase has. So I'm a little worried there. I still think he's going to be productive over the year. AJ Brown definitely has me worried a little bit here for his outlook, at least this year and going forward, because Brown's going to be there for a while. So, all right, next up, I feel like I'm always bagging on this dude, and it's not on purpose, I swear. Kyle Pitts, another one here, and this is kind of what I was alluding to here with Drake London, but Kyle Pitts, 7 targets, only 2 receptions. Most people are probably drafting him as tight end 3. A lot of people drafted it like, or, you know, especially like right redraft or startups, maybe. Even some do, you know, tight end 1. You talk about dynasty, people go for age sometimes. And I mean, that's not a bad play here at all. But, the Kelseys of the world are still around. And, 2 receptions isn't going to do it. And right now you're looking at a tight end 37 that you paid for tight end 3. So third round potentially, I'd have to look at ADP, but that's right now it's a gut punch. And, Drake London basically led the team in everything, as far as receiving goes. So yes, they will get Pitts more involved. London looked good. I don't know if that's such an impact. It almost seems like they're misusing Pitts to some degree. We talk about how, Matt Ryan like would just never throw to Julio Jones, like touchdowns. A ton of yards, but like 2-3 touchdowns a year, and it's just frustrating. And it just feels like the Falcons just have this thing about being frustrating about a player, and it's probably going to be Pitts at this rate. So just keep an eye out on that. you know, I hope for better things, but I'm interested to see how much London maybe has changed that dynamic a little bit. And I mean, let's get Ritter in there at this point, personally. So, but yeah, we'll see how things go here. Finally, six. It's really kind of more generalized, but it's running back usages that we saw. A lot of these split backfields, you know, Breece Hall and Carter, Javonte Williams and Gordon, Swift and Williams, you know, Chubb, Jones and Dylan, like, there were a lot of these, like, potentially, like, we wanted to be workhorses are either losing touches, valuable touches, to the counterpart, or getting outplayed by the other one, especially Carter and the Breece Hall portion of this. Hall only had six rushing attempts. He did well in receiving, so that probably saved you a little bit in fantasy, but Carter looked like the one there. So that's a little concerning going forward. Yeah, Williams was basically a 50-50, you know, split, what it seemed. They both fumbled at the goal line. So maybe if he hadn't fumbled at the goal line, maybe he'd get that work more reliably. But yeah, so that's going to be frustrating. He certainly looked good. He looked like the better back, but I just don't think they're going to run that offense like that. Finally, yeah, Swift looked pretty great. The Williams TD Vultures, he looked pretty involved as well in the offense. So something to monitor going forward. Swift could have had just like a crazy week one if he had had those two touchdowns that I think Williams got. So, yeah, keep an eye. And then same for Chubb. Did well rushing, but he's not involved in the passing game at all. So Kareem Hunt's stepping in and taking, I think, two TDs as well. So, yeah, I'm just worried that maybe the days of outside of like Taylor, that a, you know, there's true number ones anymore. Even we saw on Thursday night, Hilaire kind of had seemed to have more of the workload out of that, but definitely McKinnon got mixed in there. And then even with Eckler, you know, we saw their fullback, I think he's caught two touchdowns in a row. You know, it's kind of, he saved his day, you know, at the end with a whole bunch of dump down passes and receptions. So yeah, that's what I got, for my week two worries and really season long. So, no real last call, no Jeremy. So nice and sweet. And, basically I'm going to test some stuff out, add some bottom lines. Feel free to give me feedback as far as, how our YouTube channel looks, the graphics and stuff, as I make some changes. If you don't want to see the matchups and the bottom line scrolling, tell me. I mean, I don't care. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning into the Dynasty Drunks Fantasy Football Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and subscribe. Until next time, remember, NFL players don't care about your fantasy team, but we do.